We're live. Podcast number one. Let's go.
How we doing today?
Not too bad, you?
Just fine.
Pretty hyped for the new podcast?
Pretty hyped. You want to hear this?
Nah, yeah.
You good?
You big into that?
Big into what?
A little nicotine?
I've been dabbling for a few years.
Really? Do you feel like it's bad for you?
No, I can breathe pretty well. But I've never really had a problem with anything. With nicotine, I run quite often.
Yeah?
I like to work out sometimes.
I've seen a lot of stuff coming up about how, like nicotine itself isn't even that bad for you. There's, like, a bunch of people, like, coming out talking about that now, saying, like, nicotine itself isn't that bad. It's just addictive.
It is a very addictive drug. It
makes you, like, addicted to, like, cigarettes, which obviously are...
Well, it doesn't make you addicted to cigarettes. Cigarettes are a form of nicotine, so...
Well, yeah.
So, it's not the same.
But the whole argument is that the nicotine itself isn't what's making them harmful.
I think it's good for you. Clears the mind.
You think nicotine is?
Clears the mind a little
bit. Some people said that. I've heard some people, like comedians and stuff, say they need to use it as a stimulant. Some wrestlers supposedly were putting like dip in between their toes before wrestle.
Yeah, or those little nicotine pouches.
Yeah.
So they can get a little buzz going, kind of like baseball players and hockey players like to dip.
Yeah.
I don't know many other sports that dip.
You ever dabble in the cigarettes?
I've never dabbled in the cigarettes.
Yeah, those are dangerous.
I'm not around those. I do indulge in the vapes, though, if you want to call that.
So how long have you been hitting those now?
Probably since I was 18, I would say. So about
what are you
4
now?
Years. 21? 21, so about 3 years, I would say. But
catching up to you at all?
No, not yet. I also like to dip. So
really?
Yeah. But I like vape.
You're pretty indulged in the whole tobacco and nicotine industry.
I am, and I'm also 21, so legal, able to have it now.
So when you were 18, was it
legal? It was legal for about a year, and then after that.
So you went rogue for a year or two?
I did not go rogue. I broke the law a few times. Sorry to say that to everybody, but I did break the law. I did break the law.
I think you're capable of breaking the law.
Well, I had some older friends that could go to places and get it for me. And
you pay them for it?
I did pay them.
So they're like your dip dealer?
They were like my dip dealer, like how some people have weed dealers. I had a dip dealer.
It's kind of alarming.
Yeah. It is kind of alarming how they moved it to 21 when you're 18 years old, you can go to the military and you can't really buy anything. You know,
yeah, I'd say pretty much any laws just don't really make sense.
They really
don't. Cigarettes are pretty
sense.
Bad for you, and they're illegal. And then there's a lot of things that are way less bad for you.
Like marijuana, illegal. I think so.
Potentially. I don't know.
I think
it's
marijuana.
It's not really my expertise.
It's not my expertise either, but I think marijuana should definitely be legal federally because it helps a lot more people than it hurts. From what I believe.
Yeah.
From what I think.
I don't really care about it, but it wouldn't hurt. I don't think.
I mean, how many states is it legal in? What? California, 13, Nevada, Michigan.
Illinois just legal.
I think Ohio's next.
What's medical like?
I think almost every state is medical. Ohio's medical.
I think it's most.
But I think definitely it should be legal in the next, I would say.
Why do you think it should be legal? For benefits? Or just do you think that it should be in the government's hand to tell you what to do?
I don't think it should be in the government's hand to tell me that I should be able to get high because it's not illegal to be high, but it's illegal to have possession of the substance
that
gets
everywhere?
You.
Is that everywhere?
That is everywhere. It's legal to be high. But
so
it's,
then how do they think that you'll get high then?
Exactly.
Just by accident?
It's the government. I don't fucking know.
You don't like the government?
Not that I don't like the government. Some of the people that run it, I do not like.
Like who?
I'm not going to get into that right now.
I mean, I'm down to touch on some hot topics.
Let's hear about you.
What about me?
What do you not like?
Communism.
No one likes communism. Grant, you like communism?
Love it.
Love communism.
I dabble in communism.
You dabble in communism? Yeah. You're big.
Kim Jong-un. About 5G.
5G. Oh, that's a touchy subject, but.
I think it is. I think people are too one-sided on it. They're either all for it or they're all against it. But I think there's definitely effects in some way. We might not understand them.
We might not even feel them in our generation.
Because we have no way of processing them. Like if it's something you can see or something you can smell or hear going through the air, we can process that. But if there's waves going through the air, we don't know how it's interacting with our body, but just because we can't understand it. So because of that, we just assume that they're not bad.
Maybe in the future, maybe they have some effects on our kids, our grandchildren, when we have some.
Well, I also
if
I actually have some theories on 5G.
I also have theories. Would you like to hear?
Yes.
You ever heard about the birds?
Oh yeah, I told you.
About that. Well, I told you about that.
About what?
Many over quarantine, they started putting 5G towers all over big cities,
correct.
And I live in a pretty large city in the United States, Columbus, Ohio, and I'd be driving around on the highway or back road somewhere, and I've never had this before, and me and my girlfriend would talk about it, and the birds would just swoop down in front of our car, like almost
car?
Right in front of our car.
Would I have to like slam your brakes on?
Not slam my brakes because, you know, yeah, I mean, I don't
Did
know.
You hit any birds?
I think I hit one bird.
Is that the first time you've ever hit a bird with your car?
Yeah, I would say it's the first time I ever hit a bird with my car. I never noticed it, and then I started seeing it all the time. Like, probably, I mean, at least 3 times a week. It would have birds that I'd drive, and it would just swoop right in front of my car. I never had that. I mean, obviously, birds swoop down all the time. You know, they're birds. That's what they fly. So them coming down, and then you till.
Well, that actually kind of goes
hand
in hand with
that's what I'm
my
saying.
Experience mm-hmm. slash story. I was when did the when was like the first government shutdown? Were they like said the 15 days?
It was March 22nd.
So like mid
I think
mid late
now,
March.
I'll look. Let me just check that real quick. Where are you gonna
say? It was
like
mid late March, whatever it was. I was actually in Virginia at the time, and I've just been driving around. I drove home, obviously.
What were you doing in Virginia?
I was going to school all there at the time. But basically, I started noticing birds acting weird, and I was like, what's going on, man? I'm just driving, and like, these birds are going weird close to my car. I hit probably 3 birds in the span of 2 weeks, and I was just like, what was going on?
The pandemic
okay.
was flared on March 11th.
March 11th?
And then March 13th is when the national emergency was declared by
President
Donald J. Trump.
That's basically what I was saying, though. So I started noticing birds acting weird. I hit like 3 in the span of 2 weeks, I think. For every one that I hit, there's another 5 that I'm literally slamming on the brakes for. I'm like, what is going on?
They just fly right in front of your car.
Yeah, and it's completely like different. Like your whole life driving, the like, birds, they just know how to evade cars. This is how they do it. But
what do you think that has to do with, though, with 5G?
I'll get there.
Okay.
So basically what I'm saying is I start asking some of my friends at school in Virginia. They're like, yeah, we're noticing the same stuff. This is weird. And then I end up driving home, same stuff going on. I think I hit a bird on the way home. And
now, where were you in Virginia? What city is that?
Richmond.
So pretty decent large city, I would say.
Yeah, it's capital Virginia.
Yeah, I know. Richmond,
but,
Virginia.
So I'm driving, 7 hours back home to Ohio. And on the way back, I think I hit one. I think I hit one myself, and then lose my train of thought. Oh yeah, so I get home. I asked my brothers. I got 3 brothers. I asked my parents. I was like, "You guys been noticing birds acting weird?" Because I saw the same stuff in Ohio. They're like, "Yeah." My brother hit a bird while I was with him with his car. He got stuck like under the grill of his car. I think both my parents and my brothers were saying they were noticing stuff too. So I start going online just because I'm being kind of weird. Just want to look.
Well, you are weird.
I start looking online. I start searching birds acting reckless, birds acting weird. I start finding like some message boards. These people are people who are in certain regions. So like there was people in some like remote area. They're like, nah, we're not seeing anything. But a lot, especially around a lot of big cities, like especially West Coast, stuff like that. People are saying that they're noticing birds acting super weird. Same stuff I was saying. I saw one thing say where they were talking about how they were installing 5G towers. I believe it was in California.
Okay.
And that they're like apparently really big ones or something, maybe super powerful or something. And all these birds were just flocking to these towers and just shitting everywhere.
Now, my question, I just looked up on January 14th,
Well, let me say one more thing before you finish. But also, then I saw some other stuff talking about someone like just people talking on this message boards where people were saying they'd seen them. They like did some research into 5G tower installations or whatever, and they're correlating almost exactly.
It says right here, January 14, 2020, they started doing the, what's it called?
5G
research on 5G and with birds, and it says they do not, in fact, kill birds. But do you think?
Well, I mean, I'm not saying they kill birds. I'm not even saying I'm an expert on this. I'm just saying it's a little fishy, and I myself have noticed stuff just firsthand, like driving, and I know a lot of people have too. And you said, I mean, you said you haven't too. Grant, you notice anything with birds?
Dude, I've hit I've originally hit two birds driving my car. Same street, right outside my neighborhood. I mean, 2 minutes from my house.
Was it recent?
Yeah.
Very recent.
Did you hit them at the same time? Did you hit them at the same time, or was it two
separate occasions? No, two separate occasions. And we're talking about like the 5G thing, right? They just put up like a brand new 5G tower, not more than a mile from my house.
Are you sure it's 5G?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I mean,
and since like then, like, did you notice like birds acting weirder? Like since that?
I mean, I've had to swerve off the road to not hit a bird that was literally standing in the street. You know, they get up and fly away, right?
Yeah.
It didn't get up and fly away. It just stood there.
Why?
I literally had to swerve. Try to get out of the way.
What do you think this is?
What do I think what is?
So, like, you agree that birds are acting weird.
I do think they're acting
so
weird.
So you think that's because of 5G?
I don't know if it's because of 5G, but there might be something else going on in 5G that we don't know about. Something that is involved with it. And I don't know how to elaborate on that.
So if you think that potentially could affect birds or animals or something like that, do you think it could have some effect on us?
I don't. Like I said, I don't think it's going to happen right now, but later.
What? So.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, shit. We're doing a podcast. So what do you think? Like it could affect on, like have that effect on humans to a smaller degree?
In the future, yes.
Why just in the future?
Because nothing's happening right now.
How do you know? What if it's just minor? What if it could be just like minor health effects, like respiratory illnesses,
respiratory.
Words are hard. Words are hard. But I don't know. There's a lot. I've seen a lot of stuff people talking about how potentially that can have effects on you. Like they might not be major, but over time they could accumulate. And we also don't have much research on it since it's a fairly new thing.
And we have no research on
it. Yeah, I mean there's
zero.
There is research on it, but it's all short term.
Short term, but I mean, what research have you seen?
I mean, I could name you like specific studies, but
stuff that's just,
I mean, a lot of bro science, and then like just minor stuff. I mean,
this year is crazy if you think about it. This year is one of the, I'm not gonna say the craziest year of all time because we weren't around when World War I, II was going on, so we don't really know. We hear about it in history class and what at social studies, what some people take, but I don't. I think a lot of the stuff this year is very questionable, I would say.
Like what? What are you referring to?
I don't know how to answer that, really. Can't really.
You feel like we're getting an honest rap about everything that's going on?
No, I do not. I think a lot of the stuff is being hidden. That's why a lot of the stuff is being projected as big as it is.
Yeah.
I think COVID, obviously, real disease. Yeah. People have died from it.
Of course.
That's real.
Yeah.
But I think there's other stuff going on that they're putting in the shadows, that they're not showing us. But I don't know where I'm going.
Like, what do you think could be kind of hidden by this?
There's a lot of things. A lot.
Or is it just stuff you don't want to touch on?
Stuff I don't need to touch on right now.
Stuff we shouldn't. You think the, obviously, like you said, COVID is real.
It is real.
But do you think it constitutes like the shutdowns to the degree we've had them?
I do not. Because, I mean, just for instance, I believe we've spoken about the NFL before. Let me get a quick drink of this coffee. I think there was, what was it? It was 58,000 people were tested for COVID-19 or the strain, whatever. Coronavirus, COVID-19.
The novel
coronavirus. And 58,000 were tested for all, you know, everything, everyone involved with NFL teams.
Yeah.
And 77 of them, only 77,
yeah,
came back positive. And the next day, every single one of those were negative.
Yeah.
So how are you going to say that there is this ginormous pandemic going on? We all have to wear masks all the time. We have to do, can't go to concerts. You can't go to sporting events, really. Very small amount of people can go. If a whole group of people, 58,000, which is probably what, roughly half of what Ohio says they, and many people have COVID, all of them get tested negative, except 77, and then the next day they all get tested negative. How is that possible? And then Governor DeWine, our governor.
Love that guy.
Well, gets test positive. Whoa. Next day, negative.
Well, I think that's part of the whole problem with this, the whole.
I don't think it's the virus that's messed up. I think it's the testing process.
Well, it came around so fast that we didn't have, like, testing readily available. And even once it had to be developed quickly, I'm assuming, I don't know everything about this, but just, I'm assuming it had to be made quickly. So the tests aren't great. We know there's a bunch of false positives, and just the amount of testing in general has skyrocketed.
Then why are we jumping to a conclusion on everything? Literally right when this virus got here, it got here in probably, I think the first case said in January.
Yeah.
They found out.
In the United States.
In the United States.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was way later than that.
No, it was in January. I'll find the exact date if you would like.
Well,
I kind of want to figure it
out. I just thought, wasn't it in Washington or something?
I think it was in California.
Or it's on the West Coast. I thought that was
I think it was California.
You might be right.
State of Washington.
I think it was Washington.
It was a state. I can't find where it was in January. I've seen it before, but it was sometime in mid-January, but no one really ever knew what it was at the time because, I mean, it's this new virus that just came out of nowhere. And there's all these theories about, you know, it's man-made, it's someone made it, someone did, and it got breached. I don't know. But I think a lot of it is hiding stuff that's really going on right now, like, just meant, I'm not going to get
it. You think it's more that, or you think it's just more, they just don't know how to handle it?
I think a lot of people say that it has to do with, like, for instance, the Biden and Trump, the presidential election coming up. But the thing is, it's worldwide, so why would Australia care about the election here? I think there's stuff going on.
I think other countries would care about this election. They clearly do.
I mean, yeah, but why would they care as much as we do? But the other thing is, why are their numbers so low and ours are so high?
Well, I think how they're reporting the COVID statistics is completely different in different countries. I mean, how we were doing the death statistics, obviously. I don't know how other countries were. I'm assuming some weren't. Because
I did
then
see
it
one
just
thing.
Comes out, was it 94% of them?
Where?
Of the, how many was it? 100?
153,000.
Only 9,000 of them actually died from COVID. So anyone who was dying and had tested positive for COVID, and that's also considering that there's all these false positive tests in the first place. So how many of those were
actually
they
real?
Not even have it?
And the ones that come back false after, why are those not taken off of the COVID chart?
Well, they're not going to test them again.
The other
they
thing,
don't have enough testing to just
the other thing
see if it's a
that
positive.
I don't think we've touched on before is when someone has COVID-19 and they get tested positive. Let's say they really have it, like that's real deal. Like they're sick, they're in hospital, or they're even just at their home or whatever. When they're not sick anymore, why is their number still on them? Why is that still listed as COVID cases?
Well, it's just total count.
No, I understand, but why does that even correlate with anything? Why does it matter? They already got it. Why does that matter? Why does that number matter? It doesn't.
I mean, for right now, it doesn't, I guess.
I know, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter. Why does it matter that someone had it in April and it's September now, and we still have to worry about
looking at the most is just whether it's climbing a lot.
I mean, it's climbing a lot.
Yeah, I mean, hard to tell.
It's not climbing. It's like someone pushing you up a ladder, basically.
What do you mean by that?
You know, you climb up a ladder.
Yeah.
You do it by yourself.
Yeah.
It's like someone else is there pushing you up the ladder, carrying you up.
So what does that have to do with COVID?
Because there's so many false positives. Yeah, false positives that the people that are actually sick, I don't know what I'm getting with this. I don't know how to explain. But I think a lot of the positives that have come negative, why are they still a number? They shouldn't be a number.
I don't know, man. I think we just don't know. We don't know much about anything that's going on, honestly.
I mean, this doesn't correlate with this at all, but I mean, like.
And the amount of times they've changed what they're saying, it started off.
Exactly.
Like, it's like COVID goes on surfaces for however long. And then they come out like pretty recently and they're like, yeah, COVID doesn't stay on surfaces.
I don't mean to be weird here, but COVID-19 and when did they start enforcing masks? When was that, July? Beginning of July. Like enforcing.
Honestly, I feel like it was pretty recent. Like as far
it was
as
beginning of July.
Where it's pretty standard.
It was beginning of July, I believe. Because
in Ohio, I think it was
beginning of July.
Yeah.
That's like, I don't mean to be weird here, but that's like having sex and putting a condom on in the middle of sex. It's like, what's that going to help?
I mean, it's kind of different, I'd say.
Why? If someone has an STD and you put a condom on in the middle of sex, you already did. You already got it. You already.
Well, that would be same thing. That'd be like everyone already having COVID.
Well, how do we know?
I mean,
if it's asymptomatic, how do we know?
I mean,
a lot of people probably had it and they didn't know.
Well, if every single person theoretically in the world had it at once, everyone would get off of it, and then wouldn't COVID theoretically just be gone?
I heard in Nevada they had the first, what do you call it?
Someone got it twice.
Sounds
convenient.
I agree.
Alec Mills just threw a no-hitter against the Brewers.
Really?
Yes. That's kind of crazy. Neat stuff.
Neat stuff. Yeah, 25-year-old patient. Got it. 48 days apart.
Was a test? Was a one-time test? You know?
I'm reading. It was a different strain.
Different strain?
It says,
oh, that's convenient.
A different strain by NBC News.
Well, that's how you know it's real.
I agree. What do you mean about the media?
They're just like, they have our best interest in mind. They just want to inform the public.
What kind of media?
Like, what you'd say, like the mainstream media? Fox, CNN.
CNN, CBS. CBS,
MSNBC.
Disney.
Disney. Don't get me started on Disney.
No.
What do you think their goal is?
To make you think what they think. Or to make you think what they're told to think.
Because
every single reporter sits there with a script. They look at the camera and they have a little prompt or whatever to read off. None of those words are coming from their own mind.
Yeah.
Not none.
But they're also a business.
Well, yeah, they're a business. But like, why am I getting all my information off of some guy that went to journalist school at Ohio State? Like, why? I know people who are trying to be journalists.
Well, you're not getting your information back ahead. You're just spitting out with it.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. Why would I trust that guy when you just said they're getting what they're just saying whatever they're told to do? Because if you don't, if you say something you believe in, you're gone. And the new guy's up.
I think it's pretty obvious what the goal of media is.
What do you think?
I'd say they pretty much have two goals. One is to make money because they're a business.
Well,
their goal is to make money.
Everyone's trying to make money.
Their goal is to influence public opinion. That's pretty obvious because something can happen. A real event can happen, and the facts or whatever the facts are. But you go on either side of the freaking mainstream media channels, one's going to have their twist of it. The other side's going to have their twist
of
it.
Well, I'm not even going to get deep into this real quick. I'm not going to get deep into it because we're not. But – I mean, they don't even talk about the real news anymore. There's so many things.
What do you mean the real news?
I mean, there's so many things. I'm not going to go specifics, but there's so many things that have happened in the past year that are amazing things or even terrible things that they just don't talk about because it's not what fits their agenda.
Wow, so you're the big, we need to have good news on the news?
No, not good news. Just like we need to have stuff that's said that's real. Like some people don't want to hear about some stuff.
Like what?
Just stuff that's going on. Like I don't want to hear, I mean, I understand COVID's a terrible disease, but why do I have to sit there and watch an NFL game and hear a commercial about COVID-19? Why are there commercials about a disease? When has that ever happened? What do you think?
I think it's a political agenda.
Political agenda?
You just can't get away from it. You can't escape.
But why am I watching my Steelers? Why am I going to watch them tonight? And I'm going to sit there. And the first commercial is going to be someone wearing a mask.
I don't know. What channel is it playing on?
Honestly, I don't know.
What are the NFL channels?
Fox Sports, ESPN.
ESPN?
CBS? CBS Sports? I think CBS.
Weird.
It's weird how all these things, all these news channels are basically controlling everything all of us see.
Dude, that's why I'm freaking...
Because everybody gets their information off of CNN, and then if you get it off Twitter, they get it from CNN or Fox. No one just gets it. Now, where are those people getting their information?
All they talk about now, like you'll be watching a freaking baseball game, and all they're talking about is pandemic, COVID, blah, blah, blah. That's why hats off to the freaking UFC, Dana White, the OG. That dude, he's been saying, like, people want to watch. First of all, you have to give credit to him because he was the first one to bring sports back. He doesn't get credit.
Was he the first?
Not by far. We've been.
What about hockey and basketball?
Nope, not even close. UFC's been pulling off events for months before anyone's back.
Now, question. Let me ask you before we get into the UFC stuff. Do you agree with this bubble system?
I mean, if it works.
But
sure.
Isn't that kind of like. How do you fight a disease?
Well, that's not the objective.
No, I understand. But how do you fight a disease? You can't coddle your immune system.
I mean, your immune system.
I understand, but if you coddle it, if you sit in a room for months and months and months.
None of those guys are at risk, though. Right?
How do you know?
Because they're young, healthy, athletic.
I guess. Why is it so deadly? I mean,
because it attacks people with weak immune systems. People are overweight, stuff like that.
Well, don't you think
people
that
are elderly?
People should decide by themselves if they want to stay in? Why is this?
I mean, all those guys are. They don't have to play. They knocked out the season.
And did any of them? A few of them. I'm pretty sure.
Did the NBA have stuff in place? Like, same players could opt out? Like, I know that.
I think there was a few guys on.
I don't know.
No, there was a. It was a big deal. I forget what it was. But there was a team that had, like, five guys, and there was something about it that made it so convenient. I forget what it was. But somebody wanted to opt out, and they opted out, and now it's a big deal for some reason. A lot of things going on that are big deals should not be big deals.
What was I saying about the UFC, though? Is that how Dana brought back fights?
Well, he also did the thing where he'd be sitting there and someone brought up something.
Oh, that's what I was saying, yeah.
Political views and all that. He'd be like,
he was the first one to bring sports back. I had to say that. But he understands when people want to watch sports, they want to watch sports. So he's always, like I saw this on a video on YouTube or something, every fight, most of the fights, he's out back, listening to the broadcast, making sure everything's going smoothly. And like he said, one of the times someone started talking about just COVID and all this shit, and he's like, hey, he calls them immediately. He's like, hey, none of this. When people want to, they pay freaking $70 or whatever for a pay per view to watch fights. They want to watch fights. They don't want to.
And some 45-year-old guy doesn't want to come home from work after he wore a mask all day, probably, and had to sit there and hear about it all day. He wants to sit home, honestly, probably crack open a cold one. And watch a UFC fight or even watch the NBA and you're even NBA and all this, you're still getting all this just thrown at you. Everything.
He's got like, mask breath. His breath smells like butthole.
Smells like butthole. That's exactly what it is.
Smells like crumb.
Smells like crumb. Crumb. Trademark pen.
You think Borat 2 is coming out?
Oh, I hope.
Oh, it's so good. I'm just worried, though. I don't know if it'll be as good.
Well, because people know who he is now. It kind of sucks. Well, what movie was
he? Well, no, that's not, dude.
He was in Talladega Nights.
Yeah. He said, sit. I love Chris.
I love Chris. It's just a thin pancake.
You think it could be a good Borat too, though? I feel like it's – that could only be made – the first Borat could not be made now. people get too offended. Like,
do they?
Are you distrusting of what we're told about space, aliens, just anything like that?
I think that space is something that we will not discover much in our lifetime.
No, sure.
I think they have stuff that if you ever watch Joe Rogan, he had a guy on that.
Lazar?
No, was that his name?
The
Area 51 guy?
He was at like a subset.
Oh, Area S4 is what
S4,
it's
yeah.
called. But he said, he talked about how.
About 9 or 10.
There, he said the first time you. Well, I mean, I watched the podcast from what I saw.
When did you watch it?
I've watched it a few times, actually.
I listened to it on the way back here.
It's a good podcast.
It is. Better than the Netflix special. Or
yeah,
whatever.
No, definitely.
So,
but
in that, he's just trying to prove that he's...
This one, like, he like went through the story.
He just tells about the story there. I don't really care about
No, but the thing, he said that he... long story short, I think everyone knows what Area 51 is. I mean, it's the quote-unquote alien place, whatever.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were supposed to like... Weren't they supposed to like rush it or something? They were supposed to... Run in.
They're gonna do what is called the Naruto run.
I don't know what it's called, but supposed to run in and see what's going on there. And I think that's a terrible idea because I'm pretty sure if you try to jump on the property, they have
probably murdered.
You get sniped from.
Have you seen the video of like
the,
I think
the
Babazar,
truck? The truck.
No. I'm saying Babazar said he got footage of. I think it was he got footage. You know, like he went with his friends to like watch them do the test run.
They saw a satellite, or not a satellite, a little disc thing.
Are you talking about the one that was just released?
No.
I'm talking about, I think Bob Lazar was filming Williams with his friends.
Okay,
apparently,
I'm talking about something different.
Yeah, so apparently the video is on YouTube or something. They were saying you can find it. I haven't seen it though. They said they have a video of it, like in bad quality. And that's how he got caught.
Well,
did you know that?
Well,
that's how he got caught. He got caught because he was like, I think he was.
We are talking about
not that. Working for a little bit, but like him, he got some of his buddies.
Like three
like,
guys I know.
Check this shit out. And
yeah.
Go watch the.
Because he knew when the thing was happening. He knew when it was happening. He said he stood what like 5 miles outside of Area 51, Area S4,
yeah.
Whatever it was, and sat there and video. And I think he said there was like trucks coming up or something.
Yeah.
But
well, no, like there was some dude with a camera or something. He said, like, the dude dropped it, so it rolled, like, right up to him, and he's like, oh, shit, we got caught.
Yeah. But
they're already tracking him completely.
Oh,
they
know you're going there before you know
well,
you're going. Because
he was working there. Like, they were literally tracking everything about his phone. They knew his wife was having an affair before he did.
No, yeah. They.
So, like, they knew that, and then that's why they
Now, that's one thing.
Working.
That's one thing that we're going to skip to real quick, but... How'd they know that his wife was having an affair before?
Because they're tracking their phones.
Exactly. How do we know that's not happening all the time?
You know, watch Edward Snowden on Joe Rogan. Remember that I had a video pulled off. You're like, oh, that's stupid.
Grant, what do you think about
What?
You think someone's staring at you through that phone right now?
Not at this very moment.
I can say something.
What?
Not naming names. So I'll just say, I know someone who has a relative who works at a...
Oh, Right Path.
No.
Not Right Path.
I'll just say a government institution. Let's just say this person has some high security clearances. That person can't tell the relative that I know anything about what their work is, but that person makes my friend put duct tape over their, I believe, phone camera, and I know all their laptops that they make them. So maybe it's crazy. Maybe they're just being like cautious, but
I mean, if somebody, I don't know this person, but
let's put it this way: your laptop camera, if you like turn that on to go on a Zoom call or something, they'll say it's not recording. You can't tell the difference. Maybe sometimes with a light, but that light doesn't have to be.
It could be recording all the time. I mean, the internet is connected to everything. What is on the deep web? We're not getting into that right now, but.
You're probably live streaming on the deep web right now.
Probably. Like, someone's probably watching me right now and saying, what's this guy doing? Having a conversation.
It's the Dark Arts Podcast.
It's the Dark Arts Podcast. That's exactly what I'd say.
But,
yeah, I think, I do think, I don't know if they're watching us, but I definitely think there's something, because, I mean, if you go on, for instance, I'll just give an example. One time, my freshman year, we were going to East Tennessee State University, And about a week and a half before we went, I mean, I never, ever looked up anything about ETSU or anything about the area. I forget what the city was, but whatever the city, East Tennessee State is, there's like this restaurant there. And on my Twitter, there's like ads. And I got 10 ads for this burger place. So it was at ETSU. And I never, ever like looked up East Tennessee State or anything about the university. And all these ads kept popping up. How do they know I'm going to ETSU? And it was a week and a half before. How do they know? Why is that popping up on my Twitter feed?
That actually reminds me, probably 2 years back, I was like having a conversation kind of like this with one of my buddies. And he was talking about like how your phone listens to you. And I was like, I don't know about that.
I don't know if it listens to you.
That's what he was saying. I was like, that's kind of a hot take. So he's like, do this experiment. He's like, we're going to try and make an ad pop up. So we're like just in the car and we're just like, man, I just need a used car. I was like, I just want a used car. I was like, where can I get a used car? We just would say it over and over again. And like, I mean, I obviously didn't search anything about that. Like, that was the point of it. We did something I hadn't looked up. And probably every time we hung out for like probably a couple of days, we were talking about used cars a lot. And I shit you not, literally like a day later on Instagram, these ads for used cars. Maybe that was a coincidence, but it didn't happen. It
happened to me before, too.
Really?
Yeah.
You were just talking. You like doing an experiment
about,
like that? Or just
about dog toys.
That's pretty random. Why would dog toys? Do you have a dog?
Yeah.
But, like, you want why do you need a fucking dog toy?
Exactly.
Did you just start talking about it, like, to see if it would pop up?
Yeah.
And it did?
Yeah.
Jeez. Oh,
it was on Instagram. It was, like, you know, like, random apps that just pop up on your feed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a lot of stuff pop up on Instagram that I really
don't
understand. But you want to go back to space? We'll just jump right back into it.
I would never turn down space.
Never space. Science and space? I mean, we can discuss that a little bit.
What do you think about science?
It goes a lot against a lot of things that I believe. And I think
so you're saying like it contradicts some things in
religion? Most religions.
Yeah.
I mean, except for like, what's the one religion? Scientology. No, Scientology is different.
It's not even
that's not even.
We'll call that a cult.
No.
I mean, isn't that just like Tom Cruise hanging out with like?
I lived in Tampa for a few years, and I know that's the headquarters for Scientology. It's like going to Rome for Catholicism.
Yeah.
Same thing. And we'd have these guys come up to our door. It's like
trying to recruit you.
And basically, from what I remember, I think you have to like pay your way up to get to this level called Thrasher.
Thrasher. Like the skateboarding brand?
Yes. And I think that's what it was. I can't remember. But you have to, like, work your way up to get to Thrasher. And it's all money related. So, like, you can't just, like, become, like, work your way up. You have to pay money.
What do they even believe?
I don't
like,
even
do they believe anything wrong?
I don't know what they believe. I don't know what they believe in. I know that a lot of – I don't know because I'm not a Scientologist.
Do you know of any other, like, notable people that are, like, in Scientology besides Tom Cruise?
I know there's a few other.
I think there's got to be some big-name people.
John Travolta. That's a pretty big name. I mean, Jason Lee, he plays – that main character,
so they would
Alvin
consider
the Chipmunks,
it their religion. They consider this their religion.
Yeah, I mean, celebrities in the Church of Scientology. These are some pretty decent names on here. I mean, that's really John Travolta. I didn't know he was part of it. Tom Cruise, I know he is because he's a big activist for it. I don't really know any of the other names, but I mean, I think everyone's entitled to their own opinion, and if they want to believe in Scientology, they can believe
you can have your opinion, but it doesn't make it right.
Tom
Cruise probably kind of coke it, freaking messed up in the head.
And I don't know what's going on with him. I don't personally know Tom Cruise. So
I think Hollywood's a cesspool.
Okay, I don't.
That's my.
We'll get into that another time, but the science. I mean, I think the craziest thing about science, and we've talked about this before, is like the Big Bang Theory. How is that even?
I think that's a load of crap.
But how is that even like processed as something that could happen? Because if you had, didn't it say like there was an atom or something that blew up? Yeah. And everything just landed perfectly. Isn't that kind of the same thing?
I think science is great for explaining. I think science is awesome. We use it to help our lives on a daily basis.
But does it help our lives?
Yeah, it does on Earth. But I think science is awesome for things on Earth. But well, let's just establish this. Science is theories. I mean, a scientific fact is that it's a theory that's accepted among scientists through repeated experimentation, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I mean, gravity's a theory.
Okay, well.
It is. I mean, we accept it as a fact. And
okay,
it might,
gravity. How am I standing up right now? What's holding me down?
They say gravity.
They say it's gravity. I mean, they say gravity, but it can be called blah, 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 like something like that, H2, blah, blah.
Well,
why do they call it gravity?
Well, I'm not talking about the word. I'm talking gravity.
I know.
But pulling you to the center of the Earth. We don't know that.
Well, something is.
Something. I mean, yeah.
Do you think they put a magnet in us when we're born and then.
No, but I'm just saying, my whole point is that it's all just theories. We don't know.
Well, it's hypothesis, and then they find out if it's real.
No.
That's what science.
No,
that's
it's
what
agreeing
science
upon
does.
Theories.
We learned that when we're in fourth grade.
No, it's agree. A scientific fact is just a theory that has been tested repeatedly, and then it's agreed upon.
Well, not agreed upon. It's found correct.
It's agreed to be correct. Well,
I guess
that's the whole point of science. Because if it was undeniably a fact, we wouldn't need science to figure it out.
I guess that's true.
I
guess you're right.
So
about that.
We're going to use all these theories that help our lives, but you're going to tell me that because of science, we can say that exactly 742.6 million years ago,
well,
there was a particle that exploded and created existence. And then they'll act like that's absolute fact, and then
they'll
make fun of someone for religion. They're like, oh, that's ridiculous. But then you'll tell me that you know what happened 700 million years
well,
ago from
a
particle.
No one knows. I don't care if you're the smartest person to ever walk the earth in whatever field you're in, but no one 100% knows. Unless,
yeah,
like,
I think we know.
I know that I'm sitting on this chair. Do I know that though?
Pretty sure you are.
I'm pretty sure I'm sitting on this chair. I think I got a mug.
If you just think about it simply, we're a bunch of. What even is a human? This is what we are. We're just born like this. We don't know what's going on. We're on a spinning ball, supposedly, flying in nothingness.
Supposedly? What does
we're
that mean?
Freaking
we're
massive spaceship ball made of dirt.
Why is it a
flying
ball?
Flying through emptiness.
Why is it a ball?
Don't ask me. We don't know what the hell's going on. But because,
you really
because
don't.
Because we have science. We don't have like.
You
have
don't think that the Earth is a ball?
No, I
just saw your quotations right there that you did.
Well, no, I wasn't implying that.
You weren't implying that?
Probably a globe.
You think it's probably a globe.
Yeah, I've never seen it, but.
I mean, yeah, you've never seen it, but they've done some pretty good research on.
Yeah, it's probably a globe. Like I said, there's no a scientific fact, it's something we've agreed upon. We thought the Earth was flat before. Was Galileo the one who found out it was a globe?
I don't know.
Someone,
it was the guy with the telescope.
They were like, they tried to execute him. Galileo. They tried to execute him because he said it was a globe or something, right? I think. I don't know.
What do you think about flat Earth theory?
I wish I believed it because it's fun.
Why do you wish you believed in that?
Because it's funny.
What do you think?
I don't think anyone
does. All I'm saying is, disclaimer, I think the Earth is a globe. I do not believe flat Earth, but I do think it's funny and I like listening to people who do.
I think a lot of the conspiracy theories are just like.
They honestly have good points. That's the worst part.
They don't have good points.
They
have
of
points
do.
That they make up in their own mind that are not
that's how you make a
scientific
point.
Fact or have been proven wrong.
So they need theories that are commonly agreed upon.
I mean,
no,
how far away do you have to be from Earth to like see the whole thing? Can you be at the moon and see the whole thing?
Yeah, I think. Right.
So if we went to the moon.
You know all of NASA's pictures they put out of the Earth are CGI composites?
Yeah, they all like piece it together. It's like a puzzle.
Yeah, so you can't get from where they're taking the pictures, you can't get far away enough.
Don't you have that? Don't you
away.
Have that one picture? Of,
what?
It shows like that zoomed in. It's the same like
yeah.
picture.
I
wish
picture.
I could pull it up. It
could be fake. I don't know.
I mean, a lot of things could be fake.
Yeah, everything's fake.
I mean, math
is fake.
Math?
Math.
Math is fake. That's a risky one. I don't know.
I didn't care with that one. You guys were pretty hard on that the other night.
I mean, math is, it's not that it's fake. It's just like, it's that is the most man-made thing. And I understand that we need math to like say like this is one and I have two objects in my hand.
So do you think our way of like, do you think math itself is something that's man-made? Or do you think
the equations
our actual man-made physical numbers, like the pictures of the numbers, that's man-made and it's our way of
can I explain
that? The same math.
Well,
in general,
when you're like I said, we were just talking about science, and I know it's all theory, all that stuff. When you're in science class, you sit there and you hear, okay, blah blah blah, or what was the guy? Newton. He found gravity, didn't he? Was it Newton?
The apple guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. Someone found gravity. I think it was him.
That's what they told us.
Yeah. Shut up. He found gravity. Because of an apple falling from the tree, I guess. Whatever it is.
I think that really happened. Have you never seen something fall before that? Honestly, you think he's just like sitting around and like everything's just like not moving? Everything's just like on the ground already? He's like, holy hell, that thing's not on the ground.
Never dropped
it. Holy God!
It's like the guy who invented the chair.
He's that makes no sense.
He's just standing for years.
Do you think he ever sat down?
Yeah, he's got like great posture.
He probably does.
He just whoops up a chair, hands it to all his family members.
Yeah, but what was my point? Okay, so in science class, it says the other night, someone found a theory that like has already been here. They just figured it out,
Say that again. What do you mean?
When you're in science class,
yeah,
you were in science class. There's like the someone's theory, Newton's theory, yeah, right? Newton's theory of gravity.
A lot of times we're considered laws, but even the laws.
Newton's laws of gravity. That's what it is. Okay.
You know Boyle's law? I don't know what it is, but it is a law. And I'm not trying to take credit for it.
But in math, you hear about, this mathematician created this equation about whatever the hell. Why do I have to take X? Why can't that just be the number? Why is that X?
Because you're trying to solve for a number.
I understand.
And that's why we're solving for it.
We already have numbers. When I was in second grade, I learned how to.
They're not saying we don't have a number. They're just saying for a given situation, you don't know this number, so you can use the information you have to figure out what it is.
Okay, what about, I don't even know, like calculus or something. Like, I never took
calculus. You're saying math is fake.
Not fake.
We're really having a math is fake.
Dude, math is no. Like, you talk about imaginary numbers. What is that?
It's kind of in your head, I guess.
Like, what? How are you going to sit here and tell me, yeah, that's the answer, but it's an imaginary number, it's not even real?
You know there's like a whole movement, like, of space is fake?
Okay,
I don't know, believe me, I'm not.
I can go for it.
That space is fake?
What's the biggest seed, Grant?
I think shit.
Space is not fake. I don't think space is
fake. Man, you can see it. Looks pretty real to me.
I mean, what do you think? They put a ball around us like we're in the fucking Hunger Games? Like,
probably not.
No. Like, do you think the moon landing's fake?
I'm not getting into
the moon landing.
Short answer, no, I don't think it's
okay.
Fake. Two,
no.
I don't really care because, like, what does it matter, honestly? Like,
I mean,
they're from the moon. We don't really know that much.
I mean, how many times
have
we been back to the moon?
The moon landing?
How many times have we been back to the moon?
You got some sick pics, but, like,
yeah, it's the fucking moon.
Did it change everything?
The moon is sick. So, yeah.
What mostly else? Space is fake. That's my point.
You think the government's kind of...
Space is real. Super real.
So the one thing... We were talking about government earlier. We were talking about science. We're talking about all this. And I think that all correlates. Real quick. I mean, we're just going to jump right into this one. This one's a pretty tough subject that a lot of people don't want to discuss. What do you think about Pizzagate and all the things you know?
I'm not doing it.
What do you think?
Not doing it. Nope.
You're not going to get into that?
Nah. Let's keep it a little white. First time, not doing it.
You don't want to get into that one?
Let's talk like red meat or something. I'm not talking Pizzagate on this.
Tell me some Pizzagate stuff. Nah. Tell me what you know.
That would be a short statement.
No.
Let's
have a conversation about it. Let's talk
about
it. I don't
want to get into this. But... potentially, there were some very sick people doing some very sick things in maybe several places. I don't know how many places, but it could be going on a lot of places with very powerful people. That's all I'm saying. We're out of that conversation.
Okay.
What about red meat? We got into this earlier.
What about red meat?
I'm pretty pro red meat.
I mean, I'm pro red meat too, but I've told you my opinion on it.
Yeah.
It's good for you, but it can be bad for you.
I think it's the healthiest thing in the world.
Okay, I don't know if it's the healthiest thing in the world.
I think it's the most nutrient-dense food, probably. Like, what's more nutrient-dense?
I mean, there's got to be something, like some fish in the sea.
Fish? Fish is not that much in there. Good salad.
Fish is pretty good.
What has more protein, more, like, good calories?
There's a fish in... Starts with a T. It has 63 grams of protein per... No, it's not. What it's called.
Put it this way.
I don't know.
You could only eat one thing for a week.
Imagine if you only ate freaking lettuce. You'd feel like shit.
Yeah, but some people don't. That's why they're vegans.
If you ate only fish, you'd probably feel like you're going to freaking fall over. If you eat a steak freaking two or three times a day for a week, it might be different. Your stomach it might take a little bit for your body to get used to it, but. Than you would with something else.
I agree.
And all the studies saying that freaking red meat causes cancer, red meat, all this, all those studies are using, and I'm not saying there's not situation, but all those studies are using freaking people eating McDonald's beef, eating shit like that. It's the same thing with there's a lot of studies like for like vegans and stuff. Maybe for some people being vegan works, but a lot of those studies, and I'm sure there's some that aren't, but a lot of those studies are showing vegan diets next to like the standard American diet of eating like McDanks and freaking processed chicken nuggets from the freezer. Like, no shit, it's gonna be healthier than that. But
you're not wrong.
But then take a guy eating a balanced diet where he eats freaking hunted elk meat and
That's completely different. Hunted elk meat is one of the best meats, red meats that you could have.
I think so. I don't know.
No, it is.
I don't even think I've ever had it.
It's very good. You should try it. It kind of tastes a little sausagey.
Really?
It's good. It's good. I've had it with...
Did you say you had some or something?
Yeah, my buddy from back home, his dad likes to hunt in Wyoming for elk. I don't know when, but he like killed
an elk.
You
ever hunt antelope out there?
I don't know.
Because I was driving through Wyoming, like...
Can you hunt antelope?
Oh, I'm sure there's a shitload of them.
I don't know.
But they're just driving through. I don't know how long it took for me to drive through Wyoming, but I probably saw at least 100 antelope.
Yeah.
You just see five on the side of the road every freaking mile. I'm likely to stop at every single one of them. Probably added 45 minutes to my trip just stopping to check out the antelopes. It was cool. I think do the males and females both have horns?
I honestly don't know.
I feel like every single antelope I saw had horns. I don't know if that's just how they are or what.
I don't know, but I think we're out of time here. And
how long we have?
56 minutes.
Holy hell. It's a good start. It's a good
start.
Episode one. Covered some hot topics.
Hot topics and learned a little about ourselves. I guess we'll...
Any of your social media? Any of your
social
contact
media?
Information?
Not right now.
Yeah. Keep it on low key.
Yeah. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. The Dark Arts Podcast. Follow us on TikTok.
You got the handle for that?
The Dark Arts Podcast, once again. Watch us on, subscribe on Spotify.
We should be on Spotify, YouTube here soon. We'll be putting out some content.
Putting out some content
pretty frequently.
Pretty frequently. I would probably say shoot for every Sunday.
We won't get a specific of that. We'll put some stuff out though.
But thank
you guys
for listening. And see you guys soon.
Peace.
Peace.